This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
From the ArmeniaProud.com studios,
Genatsit Hayed.
This is A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. A comprehensive look at the Armenian culture, only on lineupmedia.fm.
Genatsit, genatsit, parluisin shpesek. How are you, Chris?
I'm good, Jano. How are you?
I am doing great.
I don't know why I said it like that.
It sounded good, though. It sounded good. I'm doing great, my friend. Everything is fine. I tell you what, man, it was a great week. Great weekend I had, and I think I got some Armenian friends. I got a great friend, Garik is his name, and
I met Garik. Yeah.
Yeah, you met Garik?
Yep, I met Garik.
When did you meet Garik?
Was it the show? I met him in a show, maybe?
Maybe.
Or the Armenian event over in the
Loop?
Yes,
yeah. No, it wasn't that. It was
a stand-up show, the Bill Burr Show.
The Bill Burr Show, yeah. And Garik and his wife, Sona, it was Sona's birthday. We were over there. And I tell you what, most of the time, I say 90% of the time, we get Armenians to make shish kebab. And you make it with pork. And Garik's the best when it comes to pork. Now he tells me before this whole thing goes down with him making he's brought out steaks, nice thick steaks, and he's going to make a steak. And I tell you what, he bought this the grill top. It's cast iron.
Oh yeah, the man grate or whatever. Yeah, those
it's
are cool.
Unbelievable, yeah. Man. And Garik made one of the best steaks I've ever had. And God bless you, Garik. I know you're listening to my show because I always hear you saying something about what I did with the Armenian community and all that. But this one, I got to all hats off to Garik and his steak. And Sona, happy birthday again. We had a great time at you guys' house. So it's been a good time. It's been a good week so far.
Yeah, that's that. Any time it ends with awesome stuff from the grill like that.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know what it is, but us Armenians are really enjoying tequila.
Ah.
Tequila. I'm not going to piss any Armenian off out there, but I think the tequila, I think you guys ought to look into the tequila over the
That's
vodka.
What I was going to say, somebody should open an Armenian-specific
tequila
company.
I try and I took vodka.
And advertise on our show.
I took tequila over there to Armenia. I still haven't heard anything about it, but tequila in Armenia, it's like peanut butter and jelly to Americans.
Yeah,
sure. I think they would love tequila in Armenia. So it even goes to get tequila, Armenia, tequila. In any case, we had the tequila with our steaks. It was a great time. And you know what? It's always good whenever you get around Armenian friends, man.
Absolutely. It sounds like it would be.
I
got to get in on that.
And I think one of my friends, she did something that was really good for United Way. She put on an outfit, an Armenian outfit. She put it all together. She stitched it up. God bless her, Maga. She listens to our show, too. And she did one of those runway with the Armenian costume and everything.
Yeah.
And she represented Armenia. I didn't go to that. I'd rather sit home and watch football or something like that. But Maga did that. God bless her, too. She showed her Armenian. You know what, people? You guys think out in the West Coast, there's nothing happening here. And in Armenia, too, they say, where are you from? And I say, St. Louis. And they go, Chicago?
Huh? Yeah.
Chicago? No, I'm not Chicago. New York? No, not New York. L.A. Yeah. Oh, no, not L.A. I say St. Louis. And they go, St. Louis. St. Louis Chimkita. So in any case, but we are people here in St. Louis, and we do have a lot of pride in being Armenian, and we got a nice little community here, and we all stick together. So God bless. I think that's about everyone in all sorts of communities that are Armenian out there, that you know what? You don't have to have a big population, but if you guys are constantly around each other and having a great time on weekends, God bless. That's what being an Armenian is all about. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, and you know what I was going to say?
Tell me.
Is that so? This is a little bit of a veer off here, but so similar to the story that you just gave us here. I was in L.A. Okay, I lived there for a while.
And you lived in the good part of L.A.
Oh, I did. And someone, this guy asked me one time. He's like, "So where are you from originally?" I'm like, "I'm from St. Louis." Sorry, it was a girl. Mm-hmm. I'm originally from St. Louis. She said, just had a horrified look on her face and said, "I'm so sorry." I said, "Well, why?" She goes, "Well, Hurricane Katrina."
Hurricane Katrina.
What are you talking about? She thought that like that's how irrelevant St. Louis is to them. It's like it's got to be somewhere by New Orleans.
So she thought with the Saint sound, it sounded like Saint Lucas.
Had to be in the area.
Saint Padre or what? I don't know. But
I thought at first she was saying like, "I'm sorry because it's so boring." But no, she thought we got hit by Hurricane Katrina.
We got a Mississippi River here.
So yeah.
Anyway, that's beautiful. If you guys are out there, which I know you guys listen to our show, you got to show a little love through Amazon, through our show at ArmeniaProud.com. And you know what? You could even throw a slash behind that Amazon and you could shop away.
Yeah.
Christmas is right around the corner. Well, not only Christmas, Halloween.
Halloween, lots
and
of Halloween.
And I know there's a lot of hot Armenian gals out there out in the West Coast that would love to have a nice costume.
Halloween night parties.
Yes, there's so many Halloween costumes out there. And you go through Amazon, through our site, and you guys could buy some nice outfits and so forth. And you know what? Every time I say so forth, I think of my other friend, Varquez, who makes a count on how many times I say so forth.
He may have quite a list.
I'm not lying. The guy tells me that this time you had three. This time you had
That's
four.
That's great. We have to bring him on the show to give us an update every week.
And then he tells me, "But who's counting?"
Yeah.
Yeah, thank
smart
you.
Ass.
Yeah. In any case, my friends, you go through ArmeniaProud.com. It'll be on your right-hand side, Amazon. Click on Amazon. Shop away for whatever you want. Like I said, Halloween's right around the corner. Boom, you get yourself a Halloween costume and show us a little love on that, too. And right around the other corner, we got Christmas. Christmas is always people are shopping during Thanksgiving. I almost said it, so forth. But in any case, you can always shop away.
So forth,
yeah.
Shop away.
On ArmeniaProud.com/Armenia or just go to our site.
Yep, that's it. It's actually ArmeniaProud.com/Amazon. Yeah.
What did I say?
ArmeniaProud.com/Armenia.
Did I say Armenia?
It's okay. It doesn't matter. You'll still end up on our site.
Brian, work that out. No, you don't have to edit it. He just corrected me. We're good with that. Hey, Chris, we've got a guest on our show. It kind of relates to last week's show with Michael Gregorian. Well, Michael Gregorian is part of the Armenian Knights.
Yep.
Michael Passion is as well. And Michael Passion also is a comedian that has his own videos on YouTube. I'm sure you've seen it, the Armenian neck job.
They're hilarious.
How funny is that? How funny is that?
Hilarious.
Oh, man. In any case, we're going to have Michael on in the next couple minutes. And I am so excited about having this guy on because I always wonder what it takes to make these videos out in L.A. with all the people walking around. And it just seems like they have their own, like a taped-off area to where they can make these videos and not have people bother them.
Like, or strolling through or messing up the shot.
Yeah. And I'm dying to find out about that. Michael, how the hell are you, my man?
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Welcome to Armenia. Oh, I'm sorry, Glendale. great, beautiful day. I'm doing fantastic, guys. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're more than welcome. We're honored to have you on the show. I tell you what, Michael, I don't know where to start with. How do you come up with these videos? How much time you put in these videos? And where it all goes in? I mean, how do you just sit down and write a script? How's this all come about, man?
Well, my writing teacher always says, find your pet peeve and start there. So, fortunately for me, being Armenian, we have a lot of pet peeves. So I just look at the news out there and look at all the drama stuff and obviously put my own spin on it, being a comic. And it comes out really good, you know?
Well, it's
just
beautiful.
Having fun, man. I'm basically
no question
drama
about that.
And make it funny.
Well, I tell you what, it is funny, and what you really make funny is how Armenians relate, how Armenians think, and you put it on video, which I think is outstanding, my man. It's and you go through that, don't you?
Oh, all the time, all the time, all the time. It's you know, I know a lot of people I grew up in. I'm Russian Armenian, so I grew up seeing all this, you know, and it comes to a point where I'm like, something's got to change. And how do you make changes if you don't talk about it? And I'm not a politician, so what I do is I just put my comedy spin on it and just make it more friendly.
And so when you do these videos, are they exactly how you picture it and that's how the final cut is? Or is it just an improv towards the video on how it's coming along and you go, well, you know what, that's a great idea, we'll throw that in there or something like that? Or
yeah, it's interesting because I'll have the general idea. Like, I'll be like, hey, you should do, for example, like a credit card, like a lost credit card. And then I'll sit there and write it up. It's only like because they're 3-minute sketches, so it ends up being like 3 or 4 pages, and you basically have a beginning, a middle, and an end. But obviously, you know, once you get on set and you're having a good time with the actors, stuff always comes up that you could never even think of. And when you guys are watching those, a lot of it is just like that. Like, that's why it's so naturally funny, because we also do improv. So it comes out really, really well.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, Chris, I know Chris does a lot of video work where he's done this in the past for like political ads and so forth, where he's made a lot of cuts here, splices there. Is this something you enjoy? Is this Chris?
Yeah, no, that's what I was going to. I mean, so I've done a lot of video recording, video editing, and so I know the massive, like, you know, if you end up with 30 seconds of an end result, you know, you've spent hours to get
right.
it there. I just, you know, it's always interesting to hear from others, like, how long do you spend on one of these? You know, if you do a 3-minute skit video or a 5-minute skit video, like,
yeah,
not even the shooting, honest, but like the back end,
right.
like
it's to be honest, I'll spend maybe like a week, and I have kids, so it's hard for me to get in there. My 2-year-old hates it when I sit on the computer. Every time I sit on that chair, he pulls me off. So I have to do it at night where everybody's asleep. That's kind of my own time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'll do is I'll do a general. I'll load everything into, and I use Premiere, by the way, because it's so much easier.
It is
so much more friendly, and I've actually mastered it. So I'll jump in there. I'll do a quick. I'll put everything in there, and then what I'll do is when I'm done with the first draft, I always put it on my phone, and I always walk around with it. I'll spend like a day just repeatedly looking at it, and then it gives me an idea of what I need to do when I get back in. So I go back in, I do the second draft, I put it on my phone again, and then what I'll do is I'll walk around and I'll show it to my friends, I'll show it to people I don't know, and I kind of look at them while they're looking at the footage just to see their reaction, and then again, I go back in. So I spent at least a week for each sketch just to make it perfect before I put anything out.
Yeah, that's about what I thought. So let me ask you this. So since you guys are in Armenia, I mean Glendale.
Yeah, go along with that. Attaboy.
Like, you know, you're in LA, so like everyone out there is recording on the streets or is recording on these places. Like, is it like, and I don't know if you have anything to compare it to, but I know like here in like St. Louis or Illinois, if I wanted to go out on the street or do whatever, like to shoot a video, record it.
Right.
Like, there are no
right.
hoops I'm going to have to jump through because that doesn't happen here. Like, on your end, like, you have to apply for permits and do all this, on the videos that you're doing.
Yeah, of course. Everything requires money. Yep. Each production costs at least $3,000 to $5,000 to shoot.
Wow.
And everything's a permit. You got to get permission from stores, et cetera, et cetera. With that said, because I'm Armenian, I spend no money. And I take all the shortcuts, and I don't ask anybody for anything. So I just get in there, and I do a quick shot, and I get out.
Love it.
That's
smart,
beautiful.
Man.
That's
yeah.
beautiful, Michael. With your videos, what's your goal? What's your goal with the videos? Is it the volume that you're looking for? Is it the people in the movie business that you want their attention on this? What's the goal? Because I personally love the videos, but you know what, there's got to be something in it that you guys are saying, this is our goal on these videos.
Right. Yeah. And I love that question. You know, I've been doing comedy all my life. Ever since I was 6 years old, I've messed with my family, my grandpa, and everything. So, to be honest, this is a form of art for me that I want to put out. And surprisingly, a lot of people that think the same way I think. And after people see my videos, they'll literally run after me and they thank me. There was a lady who was crying. She's like, "Hey, you know what? Your videos are my medicine." And that just hit me really hard. So at the end of the day, I just want people to laugh, you know?
Yeah.
Obviously, with that said, the more work you put in, the more you obviously want out of it. So I'd like to see myself Comedy Central, if not movies, absolutely. You know, I've been taking a lot of professional classes, a lot of writing classes, and I've met a lot of Hollywood people who are, you know, basically steering me the right direction. So eventually, yeah, I would love to do the movies and possibly jump on Comedy Central.
And is this something that you'd like to do abroad, to possibly in Armenia, if you get the right people that are intrigued by your comedy and so forth, maybe that they can say, "Hey, would you like to come to Armenia and direct something or put something together for a video or a movie in Armenia?"
Yeah, I mean, you know, the opportunities are limitless. The problem is that everybody has their own style. And what happens is when somebody else hires you, they start to put their own input in it, and it doesn't become you, because it's not your creativity. Now, it's different if somebody hires me and says, "Do exactly what you do, put your own aspect into it and perspective," then I would say absolutely. But a lot of times, like, you know, I'll get approached by businesses. They want me to do commercials for them, et cetera, et cetera. At the end of the day, you know, it's a vision they have. And if it's something I don't like, or I'm not comfortable with, or I don't see a future in it, then I'll decline it. But yeah, no problem. I mean, if it's the right fit, and if it's something that I know that I could put my own touch into it, absolutely.
Now, it may be like a catch-22 on this when I say this, but Armenian humor in Armenia may be a little different for them to understand the L.A.
Yeah.
Armenian humor that we see in United States, that anyone that's been into L.A. knows that and says, you know what, I can really reflect on that and I understand it, but I don't think that would really work in the Armenian humor. Can you adjust to what they got as well?
I know exactly what you're saying, because I always get criticized. I don't know if you guys look at the comments, which is way more funnier than my sketches. I enjoy looking at the comments more than anything. And you get a lot of Armenians, exactly, from Armenia who don't agree to anything I do because they feel like we're putting them down. The reality is the crooks are already, they have already put themselves down. All I'm doing is taking advantage of what's already been out there and putting a positive spin on it as comedy. And I argue with people all the time. I'm like, listen, comedy is a form of art. It's not meant for everybody to understand. And that's okay. You know, so I agree what you're saying. Yeah, I don't think they would. I don't think we're on the same level as far as L.A. and, you know, the United States and Armenia. I think we're on two different levels. Also, because I feel like our people are hypocrites. You know, they'll say one thing and they'll do another thing.
Right. And you know what? It's just
example.
Reality. Yeah, go ahead.
A perfect example, like Kim Kardashian. You know, she did all these things to get famous, and I don't want to mention it, but you guys know what she did. They doomed her for that, dude. Like, they ruined her. They doomed her. They wanted to disown her as an Armenian. Guess what happened when she went to Armenia with Kanye West? Everybody was kissing her ass, including presidentials.
And
correct me if I'm wrong. Is that, am I wrong or right?
No, you're definitely right, because then the whole thing that she was this, and now she's, you know, Akhchiga shada or Akhchiga, party seed Akhchiga. I mean, that's
how it's driving me crazy.
No, and I see what you're saying. But if they did reach out to you in Armenia, you can definitely adapt to that type of humor as well. I mean, there's a lot of...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. There's Armenian...
Absolutely, at the end of the day, I'm one of them. Like, I was born in Yerevan, so I came here when I was 9, so I remember everything like it was yesterday.
Excellent. And What type of a comedian do you look at in Armenia and say, you know what, if that guy even came here, he could probably kick some ass. He's such a great comedian.
You know what? I don't know a lot of comedians in Armenia. I know one of my best friends is a comic. He lives in London. You guys probably heard of him, Kev Orkin.
Oh, yeah, we had him on the show.
He's been on our show, yeah.
Oh, okay, great. Kev is my brother. He is my brother from another mother. I love him to death. Matter of fact, Kev and I, and also including Ara Basil, the three of us, are planning on touring next year, mid-April.
Really?
And we're taking stand-up to another level. We're called, it's a new concept we're putting together called the Three Armos and a Piano.
Very nice. Three Armos and a Piano.
Hmm. Yeah, it's basically myself, Ara Basil, who's also another phenomenal stand-up comic. He's another brother of mine who's out in L.A. He promotes all the shows. And, we did it once. We sold out, and it was an amazing concept, but we're working on it right now. So I'd probably just say Kev Orkin because I don't know any other comics in Armenia, really.
I got to tell you, Kev did our show, and it's unbelievable how many hits he had down in Brazil. They loved him in Brazil.
Yeah.
I told Kev, I said, you can't believe where you're really popular at. He named a couple countries. I go, no, a little south of that. I said, Brazil. I said, you're unbelievable there. What part of Brazil was he?
I thought it was Rio, maybe.
Yeah. It was at
São Paulo.
São Paulo. You can't believe how many downloads came from that area right there. And maybe you guys ought to, whenever you're touring, maybe that ought to be a stop right there, Michael. I mean, you guys will kill it.
Absolutely. Whatever we can do. We're going to London. We're going to San Fran. We're going to Australia. We're going to Canada. We're planning this out really strategically. Yeah. So we're just trying to, like, get everything we can because people deserve to see us. We have a voice that people need to hear. And that's the thing with our community is people are afraid. And that's one thing I'm not. People are afraid to talk about the truth, talk about the problems, but that's the only way you get over it.
Right, right. Now, your comedy, does it stem at all with the videos that you guys make and so forth? Does this stem at all to the Armenian government right now, what's going through? It's been so a very volatile time in Armenia. Do you ever look into that too and bring that to the surface as well?
To be honest, I'm not political at all, but if something interesting pops out, I'll definitely use it. But I don't let negative attention and situations and live events bother me because, I'm a comic, obviously, so I try to always think positive.
Right.
It's crazy what's happening out there. There's a lot going on with our people, and sometimes we have to pause. Like I'll pause, and we won't do any shows because we feel that it's not appropriate or maybe too soon. But a lot of the sketches you see is based off of my actual stand up material.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the Armenian neck job. I don't know if you guys have seen that.
Oh, my God.
One of my stand-up bits.
That is – I couldn't stop laughing at that thing. It was – remember, I showed it to the whole office, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely.
With that
yeah.
neck job. Everyone sat
dying.
Around and watched it. Yeah.
Dying.
And you know what? I just thought of that as this is Glendale. These are Armenians. This is what it's reality. I don't think you should
– It's real.
Anyone
yeah.
– that gets pissed off at that, hey, folks, that's what's happening in Glendale. Have fun with it, too. And what I meant by the politic end of it, I didn't mean that as you getting something dramatic out there or whatever, but just having fun with it and lightening it up a little bit. That's all I meant on
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly. And that's what I said earlier. It's already – these things are already happening. We can't control it.
You're right.
What we can do is put a light to it, and that's exactly you hit it right on the head. Absolutely.
Well, I tell you
what—that's what I do. That's what people don't understand.
A lot
of people don't get the comedy aspect of it.
No, it's beautiful, and God bless. I tell you what. When is this tour going to take place? When you guys are you guys just putting it together now, or Or
we had a conference call. We had a conference call last week. Kev Orton's coming to LA in November. We're gonna have a sit down, but we're aiming for April. And I'll give you a heads up. I'll give you guys a heads up, and we can chat about it again. But like I said, people deserve to see us, and I think I'd love to make that happen.
Are there going to be stops in the U.S. Before you guys head out?
Oh, absolutely. I think we're going to end it in L.A., but I think before that we're going to go to Fresno, and we're going to go to San Francisco and New York and et cetera. But I think we'll end it with L.A.
You know what? We're in the middle of nowhere, but if you guys say that you're coming this way, I'll definitely put something together to maybe we could sell out here as well.
We would love to do that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I know Armenians are everywhere, and it's a little joke I have with my white people. They're like this. Armenians are everywhere. Why is it that on the map you guys are really tiny? And I always tell them, that's just our office. Don't worry about it.
That's our office. That's what it is, too. We're never in office. We're constantly working. So I tell you what, Michael, and you're part of Armenian Nights Radio. How's that coming along?
We're doing good. You know, Michael's doing a good job getting us in there. We're doing good. We have a lot of subjects to cover. Sometimes they tend to get too political and dramatic, and I always have to remind them, you know what, we're here to make people laugh and not make people sad. So let's go ahead and move on.
And that's the way we look at things around here, too. I think the only time we get really, I can't say that. That's kind of BS, because anything that pops up in our head, we'll throw it out there. And if something's bothering us, our goal is to keep it light. But in this show here, in the spectrum, whatever's happening, I got to bring up. So in any case, it's great having you got on the show, man. And we wish you nothing but the best. And as our fans out there, we will keep you guys posted on what's happening with Michael Passion's concert, or not concert, but his tour with the comedians.
Tell us again how they can find you.
Yeah, tell us how we can find you guys.
You guys could jump on Instagram, Mike_Passion. You guys could go to Facebook at Michael Passion, PASHAN. You guys can also see all the videos on YouTube. I have my own channel called Michael Passion Comedy. You guys go ahead and subscribe, because I try to get videos out once a week. You guys are rock stars, and God bless you guys for having me.
Oh, thank you so much. And again, it couldn't have been done without you guys out there enjoying our shows, enjoying the Michael Passions out there that are putting everything into this. And it's so beautiful that Armenians throughout the world now, we're not just sitting back and saying, woe is to me, woe is what's happened to us. And so people are now enjoying being Armenian feeling happy as being Armenian. That's what guys like Michael are producing out there. So God bless, my man.
Thank you, guys. And thank you for getting my back and actually just enjoying, man, and just enjoying life.
Yeah.
People take stuff too serious all the time, and I just ask them to relax.
No, it's great. And I know I'm probably forgetting two or three questions I'd love to ask you about the videos. But you know what? We'll keep watching, and we'll keep enjoying, and keep doing a great job. And we can't wait for you guys to get on the road, and we'll promote it as best as we can out here. In middle of St. Louis, we'll show you guys some love here.
Thank you so much, man. You guys are great. Thank you again for having me. God bless you.
All right, Michael. Take care, and good luck with everything. Tell Michael I said hi.
I will, brother. I will. I'll see you guys soon, yeah? Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Okay. All right. Bye.
That was Michael. What a great guy.
That was fantastic.
And you know what? The stuff that he's doing is coming from the heart. It's not anything that he's saying that we're doing this, we're doing that for this or for that. There's no purpose in this but just being a happy Armenian. That's it.
Well, and I think in all of this, like whether it's him or a musician or any entertainment, like he said, it's art. It's a form of art, and it's not for everybody. So if it's not for you, then you move on to something that is. But if it is, give it a shot and listen to it.
Well, Chris, you're not familiar with this, but as an Armenian, I got to tell you, we get criticized on everything. And I've been criticized on the show by not speaking Armenian. And the show, I believe you, folks, if I could speak really good Armenian, Paitis Anangawa Chimganagur Haydn Hosil. So you know what? This is more for the Armenians in the West that could understand about the culture a little bit and understand the people that are out there. So that's what we're shooting for on this show.
Absolutely.
And I've taken a little heat, and I do apologize. I do work on my Armenian. I'm married to a beautiful Armenian woman, and that's what it's all about. And we got two great Armenian kids. One speaks unbelievably good Armenian.
Yeah.
The 16-year-old, she can turn it around. The whole thing, she can talk great Armenian from Armenia. The 6-year-old's like me, like two cavemen looking at each other. So anyway, it is what it is, and we do what we can. And it's good to just be staying Armenian. We hang out with Armenian families. Hell, Chris, last week ago, they had an Armenian function out at the park. People were playing soccer. We even had our Derhar kicking the ball around. I wasn't part of that. I don't know why they scheduled these during Sunday. Sunday, my friends, is NFL. Can't you do it on a Saturday? Then John will be part of this group too. But these guys, these families, we all get together. We have a great picnic. We played soccer last week. It's unbelievable how much you don't have to have a big community. But you know what? We're small. There's big communities. They're small. But I'm just saying, enjoy one another and always stay Armenian. That's what it's about. And you know what? Our show's about having you guys subscribe to our show. It's very important for you guys to get on our show and subscribe. Once you subscribe, you get my shows automatically, and it's free. You don't have to pay anything for it. That's the best thing about it. You subscribe with iTunes. You could subscribe with Stitcher. There's so many ways of getting on and enjoying our show. And you know what? When you guys subscribe, it shows to our sponsors that you guys are loyal listeners. That's what they want to see, and that's what we like to see here at ArmeniaProud.com as well. Hey, folks, what a great show we had, Chris. It was fun. Outstanding show once again from you. And Michael Passion, thank you for being on our show. Folks, if you're out there, listen to lineupmedia.fm. Once you get done with our show, you can go to lineupmedia.fm. You got Armenian Nights on that part. It's a one big family here. You can find Armenian Nights. And, you know, if you're driving, and I know out in the West Coast you're stuck in the highway a lot, you can't get anywhere, tune into our podcast. I tell you, you can't beat it. 1 hour here or 35, 40 minutes here. Then you go to Armenian Nights, enjoy their stuff too. It never stops. And you guys, it's endless, all the shows on lineupmedia.fm. Another great show. Stay Armenian, stay great together, and enjoy one another. From Chris, Jano, Genatzit, Kisher Party. We'll see you guys next week.
Tune in next week for another episode of A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. Find the show online at ArmeniaProud.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation at Facebook.com/ArmeniaProud or Twitter at ArmeniaProud. Get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.